Well, Gary, never easy to talk after a defeat like that. What, 14 points in the end?
Yeah, again, we're conceding goals. We just can't put our finger on it. We're leaking a lot of goals. We have to change our system and reassess ourselves because we have a quick turnaround. 7 days, we're back out, try to resolve something from this championship, you know, and it's a scenic route for us now, and that's, we have to take it on the chin and move on.
Did well early on, you know, obviously took the lead after about 10 or 11 minutes. Great point from Pádraig McGettigan.
Yeah, look, Pádraig's only back from injury, as you say. We took a gamble in playing him today. He wasn't maybe 100% ready, and that was something that we made a decision just half an hour before the game to go with him. And look, Pádraig did kick a couple of big scores, and we're glad to have him on the field, but then again, he was out for a long time, and it's just trying to get him recovered. But that's not our excuse. Look, Tyrone were the better team in the day, and I accept that.
Yeah, they did trouble you from very early when they ran at you.
They did, and that's why I said we have to look at our system and look at our plan. We try to change from a traditional Donegal football, and maybe it's time to go back to what needs to be, and build deep from the back. And and at that age, you know, if you can see goal, you're going to be punished.
Yeah, Marquez is the big full forward as well. They profited from the high ball into him as well.
Yeah, look, Marquez, no question about it. He's one of the best underage footballers in Ulster, and he's plenty of talent, and you know, he's very hard to mark. Killian and the boys did a good job, a reasonably good job on him, but a player of that calibre, you need to cut the supply.
They got the goal, obviously, at a crucial time. As I said, they had fallen behind and just had drawn level again when they got the goal, and then they hit, what was it, 1-3 or 1-4, and they went 1-5 to what, 3 points up at that stage. But then you got back into it and came back to draw a level before half time. You looked to be in a great position then.
Yeah, but the character came deep, and I said, look, we're working hard for a score, something could click here and we get a break or two. But then one or two harsh refereeing decisions there. I'm not going to blame the referee, but that put us back in the back foot, picking up yellow cards.
Shane O'Donnell got a goal, though, did bring you
back. First class goal, no question, but Shane O'Donnell leaves everything out there, and that's, you know, disappointing for players like that who give it really everything throughout the year. And you know, look, it's disappointing for Shane, disappointing for everybody, but look, we'll have to bounce back.
The second goal for Tyrone just before half time was a killer.
That was a killer. Certainly was a killer, Tom. Like, we were coming on maybe 2 points, only the goal then, admitted, you know, we've mountain to climb, and unfortunately we didn't reach the peak in the second half. We didn't play, was it the tired legs or what it was out. We know we had to do a lot of work on our tackling since the morning game, but that wasn't enough to beat a physical Tyrone team. They're definitely a different Tyrone team that we played in the first round of the league, and they played the morning played 3 or 4 weeks ago, so they came with a lot of physicality and fire in their belly, and he certainly earned their victory tonight.
These teams that we mentioned earlier have met a few times already, and there's never much between them, but there's a big gap tonight.
There's a big gap tonight, and I've no doubt about it. It's going to take a lot of work to try to even close that for Donegal football, and that's the disappointing thing. You know, we have put a lot of investment into these young players, and it's trying to bounce back from it, because 9 goals in 2 games, it's not good enough, and I take that chin and take responsibility for that. So I do, and I have to regroup with the management team, sit down and look how we can address it going forward.
Yeah, into the back door now. You're not waiting for the draw result to come through.
Yeah, look, whatever it'll be, will be. We'll have to face the draw and pair ourselves the next week and try to bounce these, pick these boys up, and that's not going to be an easy job either. It's a very short window.